think if you can start.
People, you want me to say again who I am?
Yes, please.
All right, I am Jane Shelton, and I live in Valdosta, Georgia. I was born here, and I've lived here off and on for nearly all of my life. The people who live in the United States are called Americans.
And let's see, what would you turn to black Americans today? I mean,
I would call them Negroes. I know very well that they're called blacks, but I call them Negroes.
I feel more comfortable saying that.
I use multiple terms. I interchange. I think I'm so conscious of using synonyms instead of the same thing.
I'm trying not to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to insult them. But Francis said, you know, says I'm not more black than anything. I'm just brown.
Yeah, you know, that's right. Some of them might not want to be called black.
Well, that's what she said.
And I find every now and then I'll flip in a color.
Well, you know, I thought this was a correct terminology until they started this black business, and then I understood. I think I listen to ring radio too much. You know,
no, I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's a talk station at home, and it's real good, but I get so, Jim says only crackpots listen to it, and real crackpots call in. You know, that's all they do.
Well, you're lost the day you call in.
Oh, he says it shows your empty mind, you know. Well, let's see. If you could please say the state that we have marked on the map, the name of
any particular order?
No, it doesn't make any difference. Just
I write Florida and Georgia and Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky. Sure, I've got a lot of them. Missouri, Delaware, and New York.
Yes, that's right. I think there must be something funny about the way they're said. If you were visiting some other place, not in Valdosta, how would you say that you were at that place? What would be
You mean I go to visit in Richmond?
Yes, in Richmond. The part that they are interested in is the in part. You know, in Richmond or at Richmond.
Oh, yeah. I would say I go in Richmond, I think.
Don't you think sometimes, too, like I suppose you're going to Miami, you might say down in Miami. I'm going down to Miami. So call me the geography.
I might, but I'm also might say I'm going to Miami.
Yeah. We were trying to decide which way we'd say, and every time Jimmy suggested something, then that was the way I thought I said it. So that was the reason every time I said it to suggest to him I'd do it, I said, listen, you and I are not good for each other because we say the same thing. Well, now, if you were talking about a friend that lived in the next block or something, would you say, in relation to your house, the friend lives...
In the next block, yes, in the next block, not down in the next block,
yeah.
not up in the next block, but just in the next block.
In the next block. And then suppose you're talking about a whole bunch of people, and you were trying to call them something beside a bunch. You didn't think that sounded very nice, and you'd say, well... Yeah.
No, I it's
well,
a
different
type of
thing. But you know, the thing that a lot of the suggestions they have here is that the whole group or the whole kit and caboodle, I don't know, I don't think I'm going to say that.
No, I think I'd say group more than I'd say bunch, and I wouldn't use anything like kit and caboodle.
No, I don't think that's...
But people do.
I think
that. Okay.
I say it in a certain way, you know. Well, we got
that kind of kit and caboodle is something else besides people to me. It's
yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
that. No,
it's
about everything in the kitchen thing included.
Right.
Well, now let's see. Oh, yeah, we have to name the cities now. The cities have little circles around them.
Well, let me see. Get my glass. Savannah and Macon, Atlanta, Columbus, Montgomery, Birmingham, Mobile, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and in Texas.